Santo is scheduled to make a state visit to Singapore on June 16. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansah Sumirat, Thursday said that during his visit, Prabowo would attend the Indonesia-Singapore Leaders Retreat meeting together with Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. In a statement delivered in Jakarta, Roliansah Sumirat said that the meeting provides an opportunity for the two leaders to share views more openly in improving the partnership between the two countries. This will include discussing various relevant matters both regionally and globally.
Tekankan adalah dengan adanya annual leaders retreat ini kita.
The most important to emphasize that with this annual leaders retreat, we believe that bilateral relations between the two countries will continue to improve. Very strong, very close, especially with the format that takes the retreat format. Usually leaders will be much more open to also share views, thoughts, inputs, whether it is related to bilateral relations between the two countries or matters related to regional problems or global problems. Roliansah Sumirat explained that the meeting between President Prabowo Subianto and Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong in the Leaders' Retreat will discuss various priorities for cooperation between the two countries, especially during the new leadership of the two countries. This Leaders' Retreat meeting is also the first meeting of the two leaders after the general election just finished in Singapore. This will actually be the president's first visit to Singapore during his term, and it will also be the first Leaders' Retreat for the two heads of government after the most recent election in Singapore in May this year. During his visit at the Leaders' Retreat meeting, various strategic cooperation priorities will be discussed in the context of new government and cabinet of both countries. Issues related to investment in both countries in various fields will also be planned, discussed a lot, and of course strengthening cooperation in various other aspects. Roliansah Sumirat added that the Leaders' Retreat is planned to produce a number of agreements or deliverables that will encourage increased partnership relations between Indonesia and Singapore. In addition to meeting Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, during his visit to Singapore, President Prabowo Subianto is also scheduled to meet President Tharman Shanmugaratnam in the framework of a state visit.
Next, we have information about Indonesian Ministry of Public Works. Ministry offers 9 projects worth 90 trillion rupiah, promotes sustainable investment. Ofra has the details.
Indonesian Minister of Public Works Dodi Hanggodo offered various infrastructure projects to both domestic and international investors at the International Conference on Infrastructure held on Wednesday in Jakarta.
We are ready to offer about 55 PPP project, and sincerely hope within today ICI, 9 of them worth about 90 trillion are open for new investment. Let this be our call to build not only the infrastructure but impact that really lasts.
Minister Dodi emphasized that the public-private partnership scheme is clear proof of the private sector's role in infrastructure development. He added that to meet the infrastructure funding needs for the 2020 until 2024 period estimated at around $128 billion, the scheme and assignment-based project have contributed around 21.4% or around $27.3 billion. The Ministry of Public Works through the Directorate General of Infrastructure Financing continues to proactively develop this alternative financing model. Over the past 5 years, it has successfully facilitated the signing of 15 public-private partnership agreements across various sectors.
Now we have information about Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono and New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters held a bilateral meeting to discuss efforts to strengthen cooperation. Ranoff has the details.
Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono welcomed New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters in Jakarta on Friday. Minister Sugiono stated that both countries agreed to strengthen cooperation in education and training, especially in the agricultural sector. In a joint press statement after the meeting, Sugiono explained that this cooperation includes the expansion of existing scholarship programs, along with additional incentive for Indonesian students to study agriculture in New Zealand.
And also, we agreed on the training and education, because we understand that New Zealand is very advanced agriculture technology, advanced agriculture universities that we can also learn. And we agree also to expand the scholarship that we already have all these years, and to give more incentive for students from Indonesia to study agriculture in New Zealand. And also, we discuss about the increasing of high-level exchanges and visits.
Minister Sugiono also emphasized that as fellow countries in the Indo-Pacific region, Indonesia and New Zealand will continue to maintain close ties for the benefit of both nations. Meanwhile, New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters stated that the two countries had signed an amended cooperation agreement in the field of education, especially for student and research exchange.
On education, our governments are signing today an amended cooperation arrangement to enhance student and research exchange between New Zealand and Indonesia. New Zealand is also delighted to announce today a significant increase from 45 to 70 in the annual number of scholarships offered to Indonesians to do tertiary study in New Zealand. We look forward to welcoming an even greater number of Indonesian students to New Zealand to experience our world-class education system and to learn more about our respective cultures and countries.
New Zealand also reaffirmed its commitment to supporting Indonesian renewable energy sector. Minister Peter explained that the New Zealand will invest $15 billion in Indonesia over the next 5 years to support renewable energy development.
Let's move on to our next info, where Indonesia strongly condemned Israel's attack on Iran on Friday. Indonesia calls the attack a formal violation and a weakening of international law. Andy Romdoni has the details.
The Indonesian government condemns Israel's attack on Iran and calls the attack a form of violation and weakening of international law. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Rolian Shah Sumirat, Friday said the attack could increase tensions in the region that are already bad. In a statement received in Jakarta, Indonesia encouraged all parties to avoid actions that could further threaten stability.
Indonesia dengan tegas mengutuk serangan Israel terhadap Iran. Tindakan ini merupakan
Indonesia firmly condemns Israel's attack on Iran. This action is a violation of the law and weakens the foundations of international law. And this attack certainly risks worsening tensions in the region that are already bad. All parties must exercise maximum restraint and avoid actions that could escalate tensions or cause further instability. Rolian Shah Sumirat also emphasized that every country in the world must be able to resolve every conflict between countries peacefully in accordance with international law. Regarding the Indonesian citizens in Iran, Rolian Shah said that Indonesian representatives through the Indonesian embassy in Tehran continue to communicate with Indonesian citizens to find out about their security and safety conditions. At least there are currently around 383 Indonesian citizens living in Iran and registered with the Indonesian embassy. Previously, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Indonesian embassy in Tehran had also prepared a contingency plan for the protection of Indonesian citizens in Iran and had actually set alert status too since July 2024. So there are contingency plans that we have if needed. Rolian Shah Sumirat also appealed to Indonesian citizens to communicate with representatives if they face an emergency situation due to Israeli attacks.
Our next info is about Indonesia is one of the main proponents of holding UN high-level conference to discuss the security aspects related to the Palestinian issues. Andy Romdoni has the details.
The United States will hold a special conference to discuss Palestine at UN headquarters in New York, United States on June 17. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansyah Sumirat, Thursday said that Indonesia is one of the countries contributing to preparing the conference. In a statement delivered in Jakarta, Roliansyah Sumirat said that Indonesia, together with Italy, are chairing one of the working groups of the conference that will specifically discuss the security aspects related to the Palestine issue.
Dapat saya sampaikan bahwa saat ini Indonesia merupakan salah satu proponen utama.
I can say that currently Indonesia is one of the main proponents of holding this high-level conference, and also currently various outcome documents are still being prepared, which are expected to be ratified and adopted at the conference at the UN. We are currently together with Italy chairing one of the working groups of the conference, which specifically discusses the security aspects related to the two countries or regional security within the framework of the implementation of the two-state solutions. There is a form of our support for the plan to hold this conference. Furthermore, Roliansyah Sumirat reiterated Indonesia's support for Palestine. According to him, Indonesia will utilize the high-level international conference for the peaceful settlement of the questions of Palestine and the implementations of the two-state solutions to continue to invite the international community to increase pressure on Israel to stop all violence in Gaza and end the illegal occupation of Palestine. Indonesia, according to him, will also continue to rally international support for the recognition of Palestine as a sovereign state. Indonesia plans to send the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs to attend the conference.
Coming up next, information about Indonesia's National Economic Council Chairman Luhut Binsar Panjaitan says the country's economy has strong potential to grow significantly by 2030, supported by key programs under President-elect Prabowo Subianto. Ofra has the details.
Chairman of the National Economic Council Luhut Binsar Panjaitan expressed optimism that Indonesia's economic growth could reach 8% annually by 2030. He made this statement in Jakarta on Thursday in response to the World Bank's projections that Indonesia's economy may slow down from 5.1% to 4.7% in 2025. He stated that Indonesia has the potential to become a developed country and believe that several programs proposed by President-elect Prabowo Subianto, such as the Free Nutritious Meals Program, can serve as a new and inclusive source of economic growth.
What President Prabowo has planned is very good. It's like having nutritious meals. I already explained that 161 trillion rupiah has been allocated for this year, and next year it might be around 300 trillion rupiah. This can directly promote equal distribution and create new economic hubs. If we remain consistent with this, I believe the target figures for 2028, 2029, and 2030 can still be achieved.
Luhut further stated that the program could drive economic growth if implemented properly. He also added that several non-mining commodities currently being developed in Indonesia are expected to support the economy going forward, such as seaweed, which has the potential to contribute up to 10% of the world bio-aviation fuel.
Next info is about Indonesian Agriculture Ministry launches the National OPT Forecasting Information System to boost pest control. Ofra has the details.
To improve services in forecasting plant pest organism, or OPT, the Center for Plant Pest Forecasting under the Directorate General of Food Crops launched a new application called the National OPT Forecasting Information System, or C4Tuna, on Thursday in Karawang, West Java. Director General of Food Crops at the Ministry of Agriculture, Yudi Sastro, said that C4Tuna plays an important role in helping the government reach its target for expanding planting areas. He said this app is a key innovation for pest control and supports better planting and stronger food security.
One of our tools is C4Tuna. It can help us reduce risks and make good strategies for controlling pests. We are trying to increase planting intensity to reach food self-sufficiency and to make sure all crops can be harvested. C4Tuna will help as a pest control tool.
Yudi also said that Si Fortuna supports the Astacita program, which aims to build a strong national defense and help Indonesia become more self-sufficient in food, energy, water, and other key sectors like creative, green, and blue economies. Si Fortuna works as an early warning system to detect pest attack. It helps solve pest problem and is useful because there are not enough pest control officers. These officers can use the app to monitor pests, especially as the amount of farmland grows.
Our next info is about President Prabowo to establish North Coast Seawall Authority for Giant Seawall Project. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto announced that a new authority, the North Coast Seawall Authority, will soon be established to oversee the implementation of the Giant Seawall Project along the northern coast of Java. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the 2025 International Infrastructure Conference in Jakarta on Thursday, President Prabowo stated that the Giant Seawall is a national strategic project that has been in the planning of the National Development Planning Agency since 1995. According to Prabowo, the project involves constructing a massive seawall stretching approximately 500 kilometers from Banten coast to Gresik in East Java, with an estimated cost of $80 billion.
Proyek ini menyangkut jarak yang tidak pendek.
This project covers a significant distance, if I'm not mistaken, around 500 kilometers from Banten to East Java to Gresik. The estimated cost is $80 billion. The projected timeline to Jakarta Bay part is around 8 to 10 years. If we extend it to the East Java, it may take 15 to 20 years.
Jawa Timur mungkin membutuhkan waktu 20 tahun, 15 sampai 20 tahun.
Prabowo added that the dedicated team has already been formed to finalize preparation for the project, including planning for financing mechanism. He also emphasized that the government is open to private sector involvement both from domestic and international investors. Last but not least, we have info about Indonesia officially sends off national mixed martial arts team for two international competitions. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo has officially sent off the Indonesian National Mixed Martial Arts MMA team to compete in the two international events, the Gamma World MMA Championship 2025 in Sao Paulo, Brazil from June 16 to 22nd and the AMA Youth Championship 2025 in Manama, Bahrain from June 26 to 28. Speaking at the send-off ceremony held in Jakarta on Thursday, Dito expressed his gratitude that Indonesia now has homegrown MMA athletes who have emerged through a long-term structured and systematic development program. He emphasized that the presence of these dedicated athletes marks a major step forward in the growth of MMA in Indonesia, especially with the sports inclusion in the ASEAN Youth Games Bahrain 2025. Dito also expressed hope that Indonesian athletes would be ready to excel in various MMA competition.
Saat ini MMA sudah ada di ASEAN Youth Games.
MMA is now officially part of the Asian Youth Games, which will be held lead to a place in the Asian Games and hopefully the Olympics as well. We hope Indonesia can fill the slots in these multi-event games with well-prepared athletes.
Indonesia bisa mengisi ruang-ruang multi-event untuk MMA ini nantinya dengan atlet yang siap.
Indonesia will send a total of 17 athletes to compete in the 5th Gamma World MMA Championship 2025, consisting of 9 athletes in the junior category and 8 athletes in the under 21 and senior categories. Meanwhile, for the first AMA Youth Championship 2025, which also serves as an official qualifier for the 2025 Asian Youth Games, Indonesia will field 8 athletes in the junior division. Listener, that was some information that happens in Indonesia this week on Highlight of the Week.
Untuk RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Cinta tak pernah gagal jika dipelihara. Cinta bisa sempurna bila kau mau berkorban. Cinta itu anugerah, jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, mengerti arti mengalah. Cinta bisa membuatmu menangis, bisa membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta surga dunia yang nyata, anugerah luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatanmu. Dengan perbuatanmu jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, mengerti arti mengalah. Cinta bisa membuatmu menangis, bisa membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta surga dunia yang nyata, juga luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatanmu. Tertawa juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta surga dunia yang nyata,
yang nyata,
juga luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatan. Cinta bisa membuatmu menangis, bisa membuatmu tertawa, membuatmu belajar.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Welcome back, listener, and thank you for staying tuned in Indonesia today. Listener, building diplomatic relations with other countries is very important to increase togetherness. Therefore, Indonesia also have a good diplomatic relation with Ecuador. How is Indonesia's relationship with Ecuador? Let's listen to an interview with Ambassador of Ecuador to Indonesia, His Excellency Luis Ariano Hibaha, hosted by Steve.
Voice of Indonesia.
At Edward Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, 45 is a very sacred number for Indonesia. Like, we got our independence in 1945. But not only that, we also this year celebrating the 45 years of diplomatic relations with Ecuador, a very friendly country for us. And joining us in the studio is the Ambassador of Ecuador, His Excellency Luis Ariano Hibaha. Good day, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for invitation today. Terima kasih for all the audience in Jakarta. Thank you very much.
And talking about the 45 years of bilateral ties, I would like to know, what is the most important achievements that we have made together?
Thank you, Steve. And April 29th, Ecuador and Indonesia, we subscribed the diplomatic relations 45 years ago. For us, it's important to continue strengthening these bilateral relations through subscribing different instruments and especially organizing different activities, because we need to foster our relation. We have 40 years, but we're being all friends. Ecuador opened its embassy in 2004, and Indonesia opened embassy in Quito 2010. With this, you have an idea how important is our diplomatic relation. Of course, it's not only political aspects or culture or economy. We need to give more importance these bilateral relations. This is the idea with Ecuador here, in order to identify new actions, new options, in order to continue working with Indonesia and people of Ecuador and Indonesia also.
And how do you think that the bilateral consultation forum and also joint commission meetings contribute to the increasing cooperation between us?
Mm-hmm. In the last 15 years, Ecuador and Indonesia have subscribed around at least 15 agreements in different aspects: culture, minority, investment, political consultation, culture, defense, security. And the more important for us is bilateral political consultation, because when you meet all this group, you have decided many aspects. The last meeting was here in Jakarta, 2022, in August, and next will be in Quito. Unfortunately, this year is not possible, but will be in 2026 in Quito. And of course, every opportunity with this, with Indonesia and Ecuador counterparts, meeting with them, the idea is to decide how to implement the actions we identified in the past. For that reason, we have many items to develop in the future: new technology, agriculture, health, and of course, for example, cooperation between Komodo National Park and Galapagos National Park, because we are in the same Ecuadorian line. No, for that reason, when you say what is the best achievement, a lot of, but of course, every period of time we need to identify what is the best now in order to continue strengthening our relation. But at least we are working very hard with not only KEMLU, also with the universities, with the private sector, with the commercial sector also, in order to say, okay, what can I do in the next 5 years? Of course, the document where we can't identify this action, it's through the political consultations agreement, no? When they will meet in Ecuador 2026.
So it's like a very important thing to come in the future to make sure mm-hmm. that what we have decided in the past mm-hmm. will be carried out mm-hmm. again mm-hmm. and better in the future. But I would like to know, how good is these actions, decisions that was made in the past, has been carried out so far?
And for example, for us, the important instruments are the political consultation, and another is a special task group in order to foster the economy or the commercial commercial relations with Indonesia, because we have good relations with Indonesia, not only in the multilateral arena, also in the a nivel de political arena, but in a nivel de commerce, we need to work more, because every year, Ecuador and Indonesia, we have around $400 million. But you compare with other countries in the, for example, Thailand, Vietnam, it's nothing, no? But in my opinion, we have chance opportunities for both sides, because Ecuador understand business is not only for one side. No? In our opinion, Indonesia and Ecuador should identify different aspects in order to promote our products and to receive mutual benefits. This is the idea.
Yeah, mutual benefit is very, very important, because cooperation is not about one side is getting everything.
Of course. International cooperation, for example, Indonesia has developed different policies in specific items, for example, agriculture, health. For us, it's important to know how Indonesia reached this goal, how to sharing with another country like Ecuador through international cooperation, because Ecuador also the same has special developments could be interest for Indonesia. And in the future, the idea is Ecuador and Indonesia sharing these developments and to exchange experience. Now, in this period of time, it's better through virtual season. It's not necessary to travel to Ecuador or to come from Ecuador to Indonesia, because it's far away. It's almost 3 days. But if continue using the new media, maybe we can reach more goals in the future as soon as possible.
So we can say with the development of technology, it's getting easier for us to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Between
the two countries, even if so far away, right?
Yeah, it's, for example, when I came from Ecuador to Indonesia, I spent 3 days. And the same, if you go to Ecuador, it's 2 days at least. Unfortunately, the air ticket is very expensive in all during the year. But I have contact with authorities here in Indonesia in order to promote this international cooperation through new technologies, and they are very happy in order to develop these activities in the next period, next months.
We are looking for long-term ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then talking about our distance, we have talked about plane tickets, but also it also concerns about the trade. And I would like to know how good is our trade relations until now?
Listen, our relations are always positive, excellent, and good. For example, Indonesian citizens could travel to Ecuador without visa. This is the main idea. How is the deal Ecuador and Indonesia? In addition, we are very close societies. We are friendly people. We have delicious gastronomy. If you compare Ecuador and Indonesia, because Ecuador is a small one, if you compare with Indonesia, but we share many, many challenges, many aspects in order to, you visit Ecuador, you feel there happy, comfortable, and especially to learn not only Ecuador about technology, also about the heritage, also about the indigenous people, about culture, gastronomy, etc. The same for Ecuadorian people here in Indonesia. We learn a lot, because you have an important society, not now, 100 years ago, and I would like to learn about, for example, about Panchasila, your philosophy in your life. Yesterday was, I understand, you celebrate 80 years, and very happy for that reason, because we can sharing not only about academy, about commercial aspect, also about our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to specify on the trade sector.
Mm-hmm.
What is the interest of the embassy in Indonesia? I heard that your specialty is also the cacao. We like chocolates so much. So what can you say about it?
Listen, Steve. Through political consultations in the last years, Ecuador and Indonesia have identified the possibility in the future to subscribe a special commercial agreement. But this is the technical counterparts have identified. We need to continue asking the authorities of Indonesia and Ecuador, because it's mutual, if when it's possible to foster this proposal. In addition, till now, Ecuador and Indonesia, it's not a huge business because we need to develop more. But actually, Ecuador export to Indonesia cocoa. It's around 97% of all the commercial, all the money we sell to Indonesia, in additional natural flowers, roses in particularly, and other aspects. Of course, we buy from Indonesia parts of vehicles for cars, and another elements with the price is higher if you compare with the price of Ecuador sell to Indonesia. Mm-hmm. For that reason, according to this technical group who have met in the past, we need to close the private sector. This is my goal this period, in order to close Cadin with the private sector in Ecuador. Because, you know, the public sector like me, like ambassador, like Minister of Foreign Affairs, were a bridge. But who closed the business are the private sector. For that reason, we can work a lot of, but of course the private sector should identify what is the better option for Indonesia and Ecuador, because the idea is mutual benefits between these countries.
Yeah. And when you're mentioning about the private sector, so does it mean that there are still so many unexplored sectors yet to be explored by the private sectors then?
Yeah, of course. Very much. Of course. Listen, for example, in the next weeks, we will contact authorities here in Indonesia about the investment in Ecuador, for example. We need private investment, for example, in agriculture sector and infrastructure, hospitals, etc. And we have all the information from Ecuador, and I would like to meet with them in order to invite to invest in Ecuador. Of course, Indonesia will analyze what is good or no today or in the future. But this is the new deal. It's not only to export cocoa, or for example, tuna, shrimps, roses, where Ecuador is the main exporter. Also, is to work with investment, no, in Ecuador. Of course, we need to know also at the same time what Indonesia interests are.
And from our conversation, I wouldn't like to oversimplify this, but we can see that we still get a lot of things to do to make sure that this long-term relation can get better, and also bringing mutual benefit. Mm-hmm. And to end our conversation, sir, could you please tell our listener, on the occasion of the 45 years of our diplomatic relations, what do you want to say to Indonesians, Ecuadorian, and maybe to the global community about our relations?
Thank you, Steve. This year we celebrate 45 years, important date for us, Indonesia and Ecuador. In general, we wish the best first for the Indonesian people and its government, and we hope to work together in order to identify activities, sectors where both countries could work in order as soon as possible to get benefits. The important is in mutual respect, international cooperation, and especially in order to continue strengthening our relations, because we have now 45, but at least the idea is to continue in order the next year to celebrate more.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, thank you very much, your ambassador, for coming to our studio. And we wish that everything to be identified can be identified really, really soon.
We need to learn always when I visit academic university or sectors. I'd say we need to know more about Indonesia, and Indonesia should know more about Ecuador. Because I think so, we need to work both countries in the future. If you allow me, and you know, on Friday we'll start Eid al-Adha, I would like to express all the Muslim community in Indonesia, Eid Mubarak, and I wish the best for this important holiday for Muslim community.
Thank you very much, sir.
Muchas gracias.
And yeah, if I can give you one small sentence about our conversation, it seems that good friends need to know each other better.
Yes.
Something like that.
It's your words are right. We need to know more. For that reason, in the future, we have, for example, in June, this month, we will show a picture about Chusalongo in Senayan Cinema 21. And next month, we will organize a cocoa tasting event and Zrin tasting event. And of course, another culture activities in order to close Ecuadorian culture with Indonesian culture. But you have beautiful things here.
And if people want, in Indonesia especially, and not only Indonesian, everybody in the global community, and they wanted to know more about the activity of Ecuadorian embassy in here, where can they find it?
Is, you know, it's now century 21st.
Mm-hmm.
You need follow us through the media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can write only Embassy of Ecuador in Indonesia, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, and there you have all the activities we organize, and there you can say when we invite the international, the community of Indonesia to attend some cultural activities we organize. You're welcome.
So it's as easy as it gets.
Yeah, now you need to say, please follow our media.
So if you want to know, please make sure to follow
social
media of the Ecuadorian embassy, because the job to know each other is not only by the government, not only by the companies, but also between our people.
It's true. It's true. We need to close our civil society, our community in general.
I wish that will happen.
I hope see you in Ecuador, Steve, one day.
Yeah? Oh, well, thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, listeners, this is our talk with the Ambassador of Ecuador, His Excellency Luis Arellano Hibaja. And we wish that this friendship will continue not only for the next 45 years, but also more than that. And you can listen again to this conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Another one of those, you know. Kenny just did it again. Crazy as it seems. It's like that song, that new classic. It's for sexy time. Yeah. Yeah. Say. I know it's late. Yeah. Don't you think this is fate? When we're hugging each other in the middle of the night, baby, I'ma take it further. Yeah. I know you're made. Yeah, you're heaven sent. When I look at your body, baby girl, I'ma wet your sweat. You wanna love your
baby. Fill this cup, baby. Oh my god, a little touch, girl, will be alright. Your skin on my girl, you're pulling me apart. Hands on deck, don't push me far. Take my shirt off, I'll take off yours. Love how you fit into my start by sipping on your wild side. Just wanna love you till the morning light, babe. I know you're gon' like this, babe. When I'm on hold of you, ooh, I just wanna love you till the morning light, babe. I'ma do you right, babe. Nobody owns you, yeah. Can I buy you a drink? Be your friend, can I buy you some things, yeah. Can I see you, no whip? We be all about that thrill. Say, you a moon child, a free spirit, a bit wild. You done did it. Every time I take it slow, cause every time I want you by my side. Ooh, I just wanna love, just wanna love you. I know you're gon' like this, babe. And I'm on hold you. Ooh, I just wanna love, just wanna love you, babe.
You know I will spend the night. Everything gon' be alright. Pull me down, girl, let me break your heart. Ooh, something tells me in your eyes You really want me to call you mine? We might stay here just a little while until the morning,
Ooh, I just wanna love you, just wanna love me. I know you're gonna leave it to me when I'm on hold of you. Put your mind if I hold you in my shoulders.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Masih bersamanya, terlihat dirinya tak menghargaimu Adinda. Kau berikan cinta setulus hatimu, namun masih saja dia kecewakanmu. Pantaskah dirinya hadir dalam mimpi-mimpi? Baik darinya, ku lebih indah darinya, ku lebih baik darinya. Andai kau milikku, kan ku beri.
Kan ku berikan
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for staying tuned in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You can contact us through our Facebook fan page at The Voice of Indonesia or Instagram account at voi_official and email address voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and happy weekend.
Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33.25千赫和17.55千赫。本台的网站 www.foinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。